Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar hosts meeting of Foreign Ministers of Forum for India-Pacific Islands Cooperation in New York. United States wants to expand energy cooperation with India, including nuclear and clean cooking fuels, says Energy Secretary Chris Wright. Syrian President Ahmed al-Shara announces return of the country at United Nations after nearly six decades, promises justice, reform and reconciliation. And in cricket, India qualifies for the final of Asia Cup. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar hosted a meeting of the Foreign Ministers of the Forum for India-Pacific Islands Cooperation, FIPIC, in New York. The meeting took place on the sidelines of the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly yesterday. In a social media post, the minister said that he is delighted to host the FIPIC Foreign Ministers meeting and glad to note that the 12-point action plan announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the FIPIC 3 summit is progressing well. Dr. Jaishankar said that India and the Pacific Island countries are development partners. He added that the agenda is people-centric and focused on health, technology, capacity building and training. India has carried out the successful launch of the intermediate-range Agni Prime missile from a rail-based mobile launcher system. This next-generation missile is designed to cover a range of up to 2,000 kilometers and is equipped with various advanced features. The first-of-its-kind launch carried out from specially designed rail-based mobile launcher, which can move on the rail network without any preconditions, that allowing the user to have a cross-country mobility and launch within a short reaction time with reduced visibility. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the World Food India 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. The four-day event will showcase India's strengths in the food processing sector, food sustainability, and the production of nutritious and organic food. Our correspondent reports that the event will showcase India's transformative journey in food processing while fostering international collaborations and investment opportunities.
The Mega Global Food Event will witness participation from more than 21 countries, 21 states and union territories and 10 central ministries, making it the largest congregation of stakeholders in Indian food processing sector. The credit-linked support of over 770 crore rupees will be provided to around 26,000 beneficiaries for micro-projects in food processing sector under the Pradhan Mantri Formalization of Micro Food Processing Enterprises Scheme. Several sessions, including CEO roundtables, technical sessions, exhibitions, and multiple business interactions will be held during the event. 14 pavilions, each dedicated to specific themes, have been set up, which is expected to attract around 1 lakh visitors. With Rahisuddin Rihan, Soumya Sharan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright today said U.S. wants to expand energy cooperation with India, including in natural gas and coal, nuclear and clean cooking fuels. While addressing a press conference organized at the New York Foreign Press Center, Wright said that a lot of his early time when he arrived in his position was dealing with India, the world's largest democracy, an awesome ally of the United States, a fast-growing economy. India is a truly dynamic society that, of course, has rapidly growing energy demand because people are increasing the prosperity, the opportunities. He also said that he's a huge fan of India. U.S. loves India. They look forward to more energy trade, more interactions back and forth with India, he added. Wright was asked how he sees collaboration between India and the U.S. in the field of energy against the backdrop of the additional 25% tariffs imposed by the U.S. on Indian purchase of Russian oil. India has been maintaining that its energy procurement is driven by national interest and market dynamics. India turned to purchasing Russian oil sold at a discount after Western countries imposed sanctions on Moscow and shunned its supplies over its invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. For the first time in nearly six decades, a Syrian president addressed the United Nations General Assembly, signaling a dramatic shift in Syria's political landscape. President Ahmed al-Shara, who rose to power after the fall of the Assad regime in December, declared Syria's return to the international community and promised justice, reform and reconciliation. Al-Shara told world leaders that Syria was reclaiming its place among nations after decades of dictatorship, which he said were marked by mass killings and torture. His appearance marked the first by a Syrian head of state at the UN since 1967. He criticized Israel's continued threats and military actions, warning they could escalate regional instability. He also emphasized progress in dismantling Syria's illicit drug trade. He urged the United States and allies to lift economic sanctions, saying they are like a punishment to ordinary Syrians. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake called on world leaders to act together against war, poverty, corruption and drugs. He made the appeal during his first address to the 88th United Nations General Assembly in New York. The president also voiced alarm over the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. He demanded an immediate ceasefire, free flow of aid and the release of hostages. He added that Sri Lanka backs a two-state solution based on the 1967 borders. Mr. Dissanayake said poverty and inequality are global catastrophes that must be urgently addressed. He urged stronger action against drug traffickers and more rehabilitation centers. On corruption, he warned that it destroys democracy and development, pressing nations to build a culture of accountability. In Venezuela, a powerful magnitude 6.2 earthquake struck northwestern part of the country last evening, sending tremors to the capital, Caracas, and several surrounding areas. While there were no immediate reports of major damage or casualties, the quake caused widespread alarm and forced residents to flee buildings. Venezuelan Interior Minister Diosdado Cabello confirmed there had been no significant structural damage reported so far. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the earthquake hit the area with its epicenter located about 24 kilometers southeast of Mene Grande, a town in the oil-rich Zulia state near Maracaibo. The Colombian Geological Survey recorded the magnitude at 6.1, described it as a shallow depth event. In the United States, a shooter with a rifle opened fire from a nearby roof onto a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Dallas, killing one detainee and injuring two others in a transport van before taking his own life, authorities said. The suspect has been identified by law enforcement official as 29-year-old Joshua John. The exact motivation for the attack was not immediately known. FBI Director Kash Patel posted a photo on social media showing a bullet found at the scene with the words NTIs written on it in what appeared to be the marker. The Dallas IC office had previously been the target of protest and threats. Moving on to the world of sports and cricket, India stormed into the final of Asia Cup 2025, beating Bangladesh by 41 runs in the Super Fours at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. We have more from the sports desk.
India continues to maintain their dominance as they once again reached into the finals of Asia Cup. After being invited to bat first, India scored 168 for 6 in 20 overs, with Abhishek Sharma's 75 of just 37 balls and Hardik Pandya's 38 run innings in the slog overs. In response, Saif Hasan's 69 runs went in vain as Indian bowlers dominated the Bangladesh lineup. Abhishek Sharma was adjudged player of the match for his fiery innings. Today, Bangladesh will lock horns with Pakistan to decide the next finalist after India. Continuing with updates from cricket, the International Cricket Council ICC has suspended the membership status of USA Cricket. The decision was taken after USA Cricket's repeated and continued breaches of its obligations as a ICC member under its constitution. These include the failure to implement a functional governance structure and lack of progress toward achieving national governing body status with the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee. Last we have from futsal, where India recorded their first ever international victory as they overpowered Mongolia 3-0 in the last Group A clash of the AFC Futsal Asian Cup 2026 qualifiers at RDR last evening. Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar hosts meeting of foreign ministers of Forum for India-Pacific Islands Cooperation in New York. United States wants to expand energy cooperation with India, including nuclear and clean cooking fuels, says Energy Secretary Chris Wright. Syrian President Ahmed al-Shara announces return of the country at United Nations after nearly 6 decades, promises justice reform and reconciliation. And in cricket, India qualifies for the final of the Asia Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.